I would say that's great, and I'll tell you why. Because the Fabulous Thunderbirds and the other bands that you just named, which are all great, the Fabulous Thunderbirds were coming at music from the idea of, okay, you know, rock and roll grew out of the blues. The blues is, you know, very, what's the word I'm looking for here? It's almost a version of folk music.
Yeah.
And when I think of folk music, I think of music that everybody can play and understand because it speaks to their situation in life. And when you electrify the blues, you get rock and roll, and it, at its purest, you know, rock and roll is basically just loud blues with different instrumentation. And fast forward through time to the Eagles and Poco, which we love those bands because of their rich vocals and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's part of the cool thing about being out with Little Feat is meeting all these guys that were, you know, members of Poco, members of Pure Prairie League.
Absolutely.
You know, bands like that. Super cool. And we all like to blend harmony, and if you can do that in a cool way, a little bit of, you know, your local flavor. We're, you know, we're Southern boys now, so you got a little bit of that twangy Southern country sound, a little bit of bluegrass. Throw a little blues in the mix. Everybody sing, everybody play the guitar. Sing songs about real things, you know, real life, good times and bad times. Then you got music that's pretty classic, like those classic bands, and that's kind of what, you know, the Fabulous Thunderbirds were doing. And I love that reference. I wouldn't fight that for such a second. That's cool as hell.
Have you ever heard that comparison before, or is my brother an idiot?
Nope, I haven't heard that comparison. But it makes sense, particularly in some of the way that we sing, you know?
Yeah.
That dude's a badass guitar player, so Michael liked that.